For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
I believe as we take the instructions of God so far, and then we have seen the level of change we've seen, if we take in more instructions and we do more, we'll see more change. And I believe the instructions we have to pray are leading results, and we'll see greater results in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to Day Partner Service. Welcome to church. Praise God. The month of May has been a month of peace, and you know, when I was looking at all the things we are supposed to cover, when I look at our notes, and then I look at the services we have left in this month, I know it will be impossible to cover all we have to cover. Praise God. But we'll keep doing what God has instructed us to. I already made all my notes, but I believe the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm blessed when I hear that what God has instructed us to do is bringing results, and it's blessing people, and it's blessing me personally. Praise God. So, month of May has been a month of peace, and then we say peace means calmness and tranquility. Hallelujah. Every day you wake up to a news of something that will take away your peace. Hallelujah. Joy is very important, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace. Peace is very important. The calmness of your mind, the calmness of your heart, the calmness of your surrounding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe a lot of us will enter a covenant of peace this month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is the only eternal source and confidence we have for peace. Peace will guarantee our health and longevity. When you wake up always in an atmosphere of disturbance, of fear, of concern, of fear, your health will be affected. Hallelujah. And you may not live long that way. When you have peace, your fears will go. Peace will bumper your prosperity. Praise the Lord. So today we'll just be looking at one key, praise God, that can hinder our life of peace. One key that can cause our life to be full of trouble, full of turmoil. Hallelujah. Like I said on Sunday, we have territorial peace, and then we have environmental peace, and then we have personal peace. And now we have the war in Israel and Palestine. We have the kidnappings. We have the fears. Hallelujah. We have a lot of things happening in the surrounding. You cannot be able to regulate a lot of things that are going on. Praise God. That is territorial peace. Only God can make that happen. But then we have environmental peace. Those are factors over. Like I said, one of the days we look at mastering your atmosphere, how to master your territory. But there are things you cannot affect. Hallelujah. Example, you cannot determine who is your neighbor, especially when you are living in a rented apartment. Or even if you own a house, you cannot determine who buys the next plot. Are we together? So you cannot regulate a lot of things. But there are things you can regulate. And then that is your personal life. And what you share with us on one key that can guarantee peace in our life. And that is the key of keeping the commandment of God. When you keep His commandment, your life will be peaceful. See, every day I keep receiving calls from people far and near, people that are close to me. Sometimes these calls can affect my day. Of people's life and things they get involved in. And then how it turns out to be. Hallelujah. How at an early age, at the age of 30, at the age of 35, at the age of 40, people know that their life is set for doom. Unless God intervene. Hallelujah. But our life can be peaceful. Our life can be peaceful, and then we can plot the graph. There is one thing that if we do it, we have a guarantee we will not have peace in this life. Praise the Lord. And that is the only thing we'll be focusing on this evening. One thing that will take away peace from our life. When by the age of 45, you are in pains, emotional pain, and then you are in trauma because you are not at peace. One thing, hallelujah. Proverbs 16 verse 17. First of all, Proverbs 16 verse 17 was our only anchor text for today. Proverbs 16, 17. Proverbs 16, 7. Hallelujah. Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I read again. When a man's ways please the Lord, God can make your enemy to be at peace with you. Hallelujah. That means there are things a human being can do that can make people that even hate you to be at peace with you. They will not fight you. You know, I was studying my Bible this afternoon and I saw that the Lord put the terror of the Israelites on a particular clan. And then they did not look for their trouble. God can put your case to be peaceful. When your ways pleases the Lord, it will make even your enemies not to want to fight you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. It will make your life to be peaceful. One thing that can cause our life to be full of trouble, turmoil, by the time we are 40, by the time we are 60, is what I sin or transgressions and iniquities. The thing we do today that are sinful will affect our peace tomorrow. What did I say? The things that we do today that are sinful will ultimately affect our peace. When you are constantly involved in shady deals, when you are always desiring to cheat and be smart, and then you do certain things that are wrong today, it will affect your peace tomorrow. Hallelujah. It will what? Affect your peace tomorrow. If you live or decide to live an immoral lifestyle, it will affect your peace tomorrow. It will affect your marriage, affect your relationship, and affect a lot of things around you. If you live a life of lies, what you say is not the same any day, any time. When you have a double standard life, hallelujah, it will affect your peace before. How many of you remember when you do something wrong, and then somebody, the person you offended, just call you? I remember one time, somebody I respect one time wrote something on social media, and then he was insulting a particular man of God. You understand? And then me, no matter what I respect you, there are certain men of God you insult. I don't know. So I did a post online. That man has never called me for long. So suddenly that day I saw a message from him. My heart went gang, gang, gang. So I felt maybe the guy read my post and he felt it was an attack on him. So before, when he just say hi, I now began to explain myself. As he said, what I posted online was not about, was it? Then after I finished, say what I want to say, say what am I talking about? He said, which post am I talking about? Meanwhile, I never read my post. But because of my guiltiness, immediately he chatted me up, my heart gang, gang, gang. I was explaining, I told him about the post when he had even read it. That is the way he's teaching us an example to explain to us that there are some things that you will do today. Because of the lies you have told, because of the things you have done, certain things in the future, your peace will be affected. You will not be peaceful. Hallelujah. Because what if he finds out? What if they find out? What if they dig out the truth? What if the person confesses? What if I am exposed? What if XYZ happen? Your peace will not be there. Hallelujah. Many people do many and commit many sins today that they regret for the rest of their life. Till their dying bed, their peace will never return to them. So one key that I can guarantee you will affect your peace in life is a lifestyle of iniquity. Lifestyle of what? Iniquity. When you decide that you will fill your mind with your heart with iniquity, I can want to assure you, like I said, the key for peace on Wednesday was keeping the commandment of God that you are sure of peace. Once you live a lifestyle of sin and iniquity, you will not have peace in the life and in your life. Hallelujah. Remember Isaiah 48 verse 22. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. Listen to me. See, don't always want to cause people pain. Are we together? Don't want to cause God pain. When you sin, God is not happy. When you sin, your sin is affecting somebody. You know why God hates sin is because sin affects someone. So like the sin, it means you have fooled somebody or somebody is. The sin of stealing, it means you are taking away something from somebody. The sin of what? Any sin mentioned is affecting somebody. And then eventually it will affect his peace or her peace. And then what you make happen for somebody, be sure it will happen for you. So once you take away peace from others by committing numerous iniquities. See, I read in my Bible today, this morning I was reading something and it blew my mind. In Deuteronomy chapter 5 or 6 or something like that. Actually the book of Deuteronomy is the story where Moses was speaking. All through Deuteronomy, Moses was the one speaking. So he was narrating what happened before the children of Israelite. And then he was telling them, after God punished them and said, you are going to die. Then in the book of Deuteronomy, he began to recount of wars they were conquering. And then after a level of success, he began to say, Lord, I have seen your mighty act. Now that you have started your mighty act, allow me to enter Israel. Do you understand? So now that he has thought God has forgotten. So now I've seen your power. He said that there was no land. In fact, I underlined that place. He said there was no land that was too strong for us to conquer. So he began to experience the power of God. So he said, God, let me say, God said, no, you're not going to enter. From today, God said, don't talk about it. You are not entering, you are dying. Yes. Sin may be forgiven. But the effect of it may not be forgiven. Are we together? Come on, are we together? David sinned with Bathsheba. And then he killed her husband. God forgave him. But God told him the sword would not depart. In fact, even before he asked for forgiveness, God forgave him. So when you sin, I want you to know that it is causing somebody pain. And then the pain you cause for somebody has taken away his peace or her peace. When you jail someone, when you lie at someone, when you take advantage over people, when you form stories about people that are not existing, it affects the peace of somebody. Don't always want somebody somewhere to be in pain because of you. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Let everybody somewhere have peace because of you. When they think about you, let them have rest of mind. When you make that happen, life would be peaceful. See, I have keys, like I said, about I have 5 keys today that hinders peace. But I will not share, I will only share that. I will not talk about because we have a lot of things to cover. So I'll not talk about that one, then we'll continue on next week. Finally, hallelujah. But once you live a life of peace, sin, you will never have peace in this life. There's nothing you will do. You cannot be immoral and expect to have peace in your life. Your life will get becoming complicated. Complicated. Yesterday I watched a story of some strange guy that was just arrested for nothing. All because of the kind of lifestyle they are living. Now in the police station, as I'm talking now, I believe they're in the station. Just because of your life will be from turmoil to turmoil. You will not know peace when your ways don't please God. Hallelujah. To encourage us to decide to live a life that is clean inside out. Hallelujah. No double standard life. Who you are in the open is who you are in the private. Come on, are we together? Who you are in church is who you are in the room and with your friends. Don't fake double identity. It will affect your peace. God. I am very, very young in this life, but I've had a lot of true life stories that people have told me with their mouth. And then I know how bad sin can affect people. Your life will be filled of regret. There are things that you wish never happened, and then you will not have peace. Because there are things that will not be reversed because of the things you do. There are things that you commit that will never reverse some things. So decide from today or henceforth, your life of righteousness, it will pay you. Are we together? Our decision to live a life of integrity or a life of righteousness will eventually pay us. It's already paying us, and it will pay us more. You see, you may look as if you are dull, you are not understanding. When you are only in one relationship, when people are having multiple relationships, you look like a fool. But on the long run, your life will prove to be more peaceful than them. Are we together? Yes. It will look as if you are not enjoying life where people are partying. Wait for them. On the long run, your life will be more peaceful than them. Are we together? So our decision to serve God, our decision to live a life of integrity, eventually it will make your life peaceful. You will be in your house with one wife. Not afraid of somebody knocking to come and say, this is it, this is your child, this is your child, or you did this. When you will not be afraid to be interrogated, you will not be afraid, you don't have skeletons to hide. Are we together? Your life will be filled. You know, see, sometimes I was watching one man of God yesterday, trying to explain one accusation of people that are saying he could not believe it. See, I have learned recently that sometimes there are things you just ignore. Just ignore. Because David speaking in Psalms, he said that my enemies leave me for no reason. People will fight you for no reason. Even when they don't have a reason to fight you, they will fight you. So you must make up your mind that anything people say about you that is not true will never bother you. Do you understand? Anything people say about you that is not true will what? Never bother you. I have taken my mind recently that anything that people say about me that I know is not true, I have not done it. Was never in my thought. It will not bother me. Hallelujah. He was so disturbed. And he respects so much. Oh God. I feel in fact. Recently I was watching Bishop Oyedepo talking today. I could not even watch the video. Because I could not even stand him explain or trying to speak to some certain people. There's no reason for that. Hallelujah. Decide to live a life that your heart will be clean. Everything about you will be pure. Don't involve in iniquity. Are we together? Don't involve yourself in sin. Anything that is wrong, don't be there. Anything that is not yours, don't take it. Praise God. Anything that is not yours, don't what? Anything that is not true, don't say it. Anywhere you should not be, don't be there. Make sure that your life please God. Cause people joy. Cause people pleasure. Hallelujah. Let people remember you and smile. Let people not remember you and let there be tension and let there be pressure around you. But let people have peace. And then when your life is free of iniquity, free of transgression, I can guarantee you peace. Isaiah 38 verse 17. Hallelujah. We will have peace in our lives. We will have peace. Nothing will take away our peace. You will not have the wrong people in your life that will affect your peace. You will not be involved in situations that will take away your peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your heart will not skip because of a negative news you will hear. You will be preserved. In the name of Jesus. Everything of yours is surrounded by the anointing of God. See, people that matter to you, that what affect them affect your peace. You will not hear of negative news from their quarters. All that pertains to you are preserved by God in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 38 verse 17. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. The genesis of the turmoil of the life of Israel was sin, idol worship. Hallelujah. Idol worship. When they began to mix with the other people, when they began to live their lifestyle. Deuteronomy, the Bible says, the reason why I am giving you the life your righteousness, but because of their own sins and because of their own iniquity. So God will take from people what he has and give to you. When you talk about money transfer, when you talk about people giving you resources, when you talk about people blessing you, it's not because they don't need the money. Are you together? And sometimes it's not because you are more righteous that God takes it away from them and then give it to you.
But what happened is because there is a level where people get to that the blessings of God are not permitted to no longer remain with them, and God takes it away from them and gives it to you. So when you begin to do what they did, God will become unjust to give you their benefits. Because this is what they did and God punished them. And then this is what the same thing you are doing. That means the two of you deserve the same punishment. Hallelujah. Our decision to follow God must be proven. See, most times when I sit down and I think about the real life situation, I think about many people making decisions about God, the things that people really do. I understand that the truth is, many people's decision to follow God is not genuine, it's not authentic. Many people have not decided that this Christianity thing is real. Hallelujah. And then the truth is, I don't know what people really want. Whether they want to see an angel from heaven or whether they want, I don't know what really people really expect. But the truth, the Bible says that even if a dead man should stand up and preach to some people, they will not change. Because the rich man says, send a dead man from the God, Father Abraham said that even if a dead man goes and tell them, they will not change. They have the Moses, they have Moses and the prophet preach. That is, they have people, they have pastors preaching to them. Many people will not come to church because they're not interested. Do you know that if I tell some people, every Wednesday now, after service, everybody have 50,000 naira. Do you think people will come to church? Once you're in church, every Wednesday is going 50,000. So, what about all the excuses they've been giving before? Where are they? See, they don't really exist.
Yes.
It's not true. I wonder where my life would have been even over Jesus Christ. I just wonder. Hallelujah. Yes. Guys, our life will be peaceful. Hallelujah. Your life will be peaceful. You will have the right people around your life. You will have what? The right people around your life. God is a master calculator. He knows the people that will cause you trouble in your life. And then He will make sure they don't come into your life. Do you understand? He will make sure you don't marry the wrong person. He will what? Make sure you don't marry the wrong person. He will make sure you are not in a business with the wrong person. I have discovered that most times, God works behind the scene and you don't know. You see, as we are sitting down here now, you will be sure that God is going to bless you as you are in this service. As you are praying, God is always has the way of walking behind the scene. Because I remember one time, my father in the Lord was ministering, and then it was time for a service there, and then I was doing a financial transaction on his name. And then I remember God was telling me that, you see, the way you are doing this now, he's upstage preaching. That is the way I will make people to remember you when you're working, busy working for me. So God can look at your life and say, this is this person. He will ensure that people around you peace. Do you understand me now? Your decision to serve God, I am telling you, I don't know how to prove. Sometimes I lack words to say what is really true. But I know this thing is true. That God can ensure that your life is peaceful. Hallelujah. You know, my first lady sent me a message yesterday. And then it really touched my life. She said that, I remember I told her one on our wedding night, I said, her base days are about to start. Do you understand? Then she sent me a message yesterday while I was in my retreat. It really shook me. Said that when I told her her base day was about to start, she didn't know it would be this sweet. She's grateful to God for me. Then I replied back, I said, you are giving me peace because I have really had peace. Like, I have a friend that got married. Oh, she's like that. When you hear some stories, like, man. So God can make your life to be peaceful. Hallelujah. You will not be in a situation where you will cry. Every night of the day, you will wish for a night to come. You will wish for you to go back home. You will wish for your business to go back home. Your children will give you peace. You know, my dad was telling me that what you do to your what you do to me, your children will do it unto you. I gave my dad real peace.
I gave my dad what? Real peace. I have never brought a case to him. Nobody has ever reported that this child caused trouble. If I wonder, I was like, you, do you like trouble? The person that's causing trouble, me, I'm giving you peace. Because, see, I will have chosen a life of stubbornness, of rebellion, of dishonor. Somehow, my friend, their head is correct, one person will become an orangu. One of them. There will be somebody in your cycle that God will put that will cause you to remember the way you caused pain to somebody. Everything that we experience in our old age is a reflection of the things we do as young people. I want you to always remember that. Everything you will experience when you are old are the things you are sowing today. If you change your financial cycle and system, your life in old age will change. If you live a clean life, your old days will be clean. Somehow, God will raise somebody. Now, I was telling you about somebody you're supposed to go and bless today, right? Do you know why God told me about it? I remember God told me, this person deserves to be honored. While I was right in prayer yesterday, God said, honor this person. Why? Because maybe the person, I don't know why, but maybe because, and the person is actually old. And a widow. So maybe somebody, the person has done something. Why did she worry? Or something that didn't. At this age, you will not suffer. God will raise somebody that will cause you to give you peace. When you decide to follow God now and live free of sin, keep the commandment of God. Anything that God tells us to do, let's do it. Are we together? Every time I'm praying, I say, Lord, what is it that I should do that I'm not doing? Because I don't have a problem of doing anything God tells me to do. God knows that what I have not done is what I don't know. What I have not done is what? What I don't. Sincerely, if there is something I have not done from God, it's because I don't know. I don't have one instruction that God said, do this, and I will not do. Unless if I don't know. There is no, if the day I discover that there are some things I don't do, but the thing I discovered in scriptures, I began to do it. Because I know that when I do the word of God, it has 100% guarantee that the end will be good. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Yes. So decide to live a pure life, guys. I'm reiterating it to you, every one of us, as ministers, because like Bishop Dag would always say, the devil don't have respect for your rank. Whether you're apostle, prophet, or major seven, anything. Once you break the rule, he will come for you. He will what? Come for you. Our life will be clean. Our words will be clean. Your thoughts will be clean. Try to fight anything that is sinful. Don't feed your spirit with negative things. Anything that is wrong, don't do it. Are we together? Don't what? Don't do it. Don't just do it. Anything that you know this thing is wrong, don't do it. Don't do it, because it will affect your peace. It will affect your peace. It will affect your peace. As we look at this part of peace in our life, and then as we walk through this lifestyle, all of us will make decisions that will make our life peaceful. There will be less drama. There will be less drama. There will be less things for people to hold on to and to cause us pain. Because your path will be clean in the name of Jesus Christ. May everything that you have not done is something you don't know. Let it be that you done or you have done all that God has asked you to do. You have kept all his commandments. If God say, don't appear before me empty. Or if God say tight, hallelujah. You want to what? Tight. There is no prayer that can make you have financial peace if you don't tight. If God say pray, I was reading a statistic today by a journalist. He was saying that they did a survey and then they discovered that people that read their Bible one time in a week struggle with a lot of character problem. People that read it two times have 10% increase. People that read their Bible three times, and then people that read their Bible four times a week, they said that they have over 40% change daily in their character.
So the Bible says, read the word of God. All you need to do is to read the Bible. Do you know there are people that come here every day on Sunday? And then, there are people, they know that it's only Sunday that come here. And then the next time you're going to see them is next Sunday. And then they will not read their Bible. And then the Bible simply says, read the Bible. The word of God simply says, pray. Are we together? All you need to do is pray. If the word of God says fast, all you need to do is fast. Everything the Bible says you should do, all you need to, when the Bible says honor your parent, what? Honor them. Hallelujah. I had a scenario with my dad recently, and then I wanted to react in my most usual way. But then I just calmed down, knowing what the Bible says, and then I act the way I should. And then I shared a story with you, right? It changed our relationship, and then he began to bless me. He began to say, you will do well, you will prosper. See, I would have done the other way on the natural. But all I did is do was to remember what the word of God said, honor your father. Honor what? Your father. Just honor him. If the word of God say honor your parents, just honor them. If the word of God say do this, anything the Bible has instructed us to do, just what? You don't do it, you will not have peace. Hallelujah. Forget peace. I believe our life will be peaceful. We will not be surrounded by dramas. We will not be surrounded with people that will cause us pains. People that will come into our cycle and take away our peace. And then there are situations that will cause you trouble. I pray in the name of Jesus. Situations that will cause pain will not be there. Your life will not be surrounded by turmoils. And anything taking away your peace, I pray in the name of Jesus that the hand of the Lord intervene. Anything taking away your peace, anything taking away your joy, anything taking away your soul, anything taking away your excitement, anything causing your life to be troublesome, I pray that the peace of God, the Bible says the peace of God like a stream of river, will overshadow your life. You will sleep in peace and wake up in peace. The peace of the Lord will cause your heart to know no trouble. You see, when your life has a lot of tension, your body is affected. You age on time because of tension and pressure. May my God and your God cause our lives to be peaceful. Anybody calculated by the devil in our life that is affecting our peace, or anybody the devil has sent into our lives that will affect our peace, any relationship so far that the devil have arranged into our lives that is targeted to affect our peace in future, I pray that they are cut off from your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. By all means, the peace of God will be your experience in the name of Jesus Christ. You will go to your house in peace. You will have people inside the house that will give you peace. Every phone call that you receive that causes you fear, from today, those phone calls are reversed for peaceful phone calls. I pray for any relationship in your life that is not experiencing peace. I pray that the peace of God surround you. I pray for many families. Hallelujah. You know, when I was talking about peace on Sunday and family of peace, there are two people that were crying. I don't know if I was the one on stage. I saw people crying. And then I know it means there are many families that are going through a lot of things. Especially on Sunday, you know. And then, actually one of them has actually spoken to me about their family situation. But the other two, I don't know really why they were crying. But I believe it should be because of the word. And then, can we join faith? Can we just pray for 1 minute for many families in Shekinah and Kautas, and many families that are going through troubles, that the peace of God will help them, that may they find peace. Can we pray for many families that are troubling? Families in trouble. Families in trouble. Let them find peace. Let the peace of God overflow. Manta bladuskade.
Let them find peace. Let them find peace. Let them find peace. Let them find peace. Many marriages, families, Shekinah Encounter Center of their parents, may they find peace. May there be peace. Pray that the Lord intervene. 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 Manta kabarado supradia. Lete kebrono moskotia. Jegede brodobo kodozia. Hallelujah. There are families that all they need for peace to reign is just a child in that house. Hallelujah. Some people, all they need is for the father to get a job. Some people, all they need is for a child to repent. Something. Can we say, Father, Lord, families that need miracles, Lord, we ask the Lord to grant them a miracle. Grant them an encounter. Grant them a miracle. Families that need a child, let them have the cry of a baby. Families that need a financial breakthrough, let them have a financial breakthrough. Family that need the wife to change, let the wife change. Family that need a turnaround, let them have a turnaround. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The reason why I asked you to pray is because I just felt a leading for us to declare. But somehow the Lord, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of that about that sin. Father Lord, I declare over families that are not peaceful. Houses that are full of chaos. Where there is tension, where there is pressures. Hallelujah. I know people that don't want to go home because of what they'll meet at home. I'm talking about the same person that was talking to me. Father Lord, I pray that Lord let peace come to those families. Reveal yourself to them. Reveal yourself to them. I pray for those trusting God for a child, that Lord let them have a child. I pray for those trusting God for financial breakthrough, let them have financial breakthroughs. I pray for those trusting God for the salvation of someone, let that soul be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's cast our offering. Praise God. God will help us all in Jesus' name. Hey.
Worship the Lord, for He is worthy. Outlet of my soul, the Prince of Peace is His name. King of the flow, the Lord is mighty. The Lord can quench.
Hallelujah. I wanted to.
Father Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. Lord, you told us to give, and then we are doing it. We ask the Lord to cause it to be blessed in Jesus' name. Father Lord, we thank you because our life are getting free of financial pressures. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for financial peace, that let our heart be restful in the confidence of God, in Jesus' mighty name. We ask the Lord, let this offering be blessed and let it be received by you, in Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.